Welcome to the Wildlife Rodeo Podcast, where I talk about some interesting animals and their amazing abilities. My name is Veer, and today we will be talking about a rather infamous reptile, a snake to be precise. I'm talking about the king cobra. Now, I'm sure everyone knows that king cobras are venomous, and therefore rather dangerous. But on the contrary to their dangerous side, they are actually shy snakes who avoid human interaction as much as possible and attack only when intimidated. Their scientific name is Ophiophagus hanna. It is the sole member of the genus Ophiophagus that makes it different from other cobras. Yes, the king cobra is in fact not a real cobra. The genus of real cobras is Naja. King cobras are said to be more closely related to the mambas of sub-Saharan Africa than real cobras. Coming to their venom, king cobras have neurotoxic venom. This means that their venom attacks the nervous system to cause muscle paralysis and respiratory difficulty. Although drop for drop their venom is milder than some smaller snakes like the inland taipan of Australia, etc., but the sheer volume of venom injected in a single bite is what makes them so deadly. A king cobra can pump up to 7 milliliters of venom in one single bite. This much is enough to kill a human if they are not administered anti-venom fast enough. They are also the longest venomous snake in the world. They tend to grow up to a size of 10 to 12 feet on an average, but the largest cobra recorded was 19 feet long. They typically weigh about 6 kilos and their lifespan is about 20 years in the wild. Talking about their behavior now, they can raise one third of their body off the ground to form a hood, but continue moving forward to intimidate any predator. In addition to this, they also exhale with force to produce a growl which sounds similar to that of an angry dog. Males are often known to wrestle to prove domination or to attract mates. One trait that really sets king cobras apart from other snakes is that they are the only snakes who are known to build nests. What they like to do is that they find fallen leaf litter or a dead plant and lay their eggs in it, so that the heat from the decomposing vegetation also helps in the incubation of their eggs. This often leads to mishaps in farms and rural areas where unsuspecting persons were bitten by king cobras who thought that the person was intending to harm the eggs or the nest. All in all, I would say that I find them to be really unique snakes that are magnificent yet dangerous in their own way. That will be it for part 1 of this episode. There will be a part 2 soon where I will answer some questions asked by you all. You can send your questions on wildliferodeo@gmail.com. Thank you for listening till the end. See you in the next episode of Wildlife Rodeo.